Okay, tonight we've got a gig that we're covering, which is slightly outside our broadcast area. We're going up to the Adelphi in Hull to watch Sense Listings playing their first warm-up gig for their first comeback gig for many years, and supporting them, old friends of the station, Midway Steel. We've got Paul and Russell on the line. Hello, Paul and Russell.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, we just explained that we've got a bit of a jaunt up north. So are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't do many gigs these days, and this will be a gig with people in it that are there to watch the bands, which will be interesting and nice, a novel experience for us. And it'd be nice to see the Sense Listings again, because we haven't seen them for 25 years or something.
I've been a bit of a fan of the band for quite a long time, since school days, really, and it's an absolute pleasure to play with them and watch the band again, I guess. And there's usually a better attendance level when we managed to get outside of London, basically. Anywhere outside of London is generally better gig-wise for us.
Right, we're gonna have a moan about London in a minute. But, I mean, you go back a long way with the Sense Listings, because the first time I saw you live, you were supporting the Sense Listings at a charity gig at the Town and Country Club in Kentish Town. And we had Mega City 4 and Frank and Waters on the bill as well. Do you remember that specific evening? Because I can remember it like it was yesterday.
I don't. I remember the gig. I remember it happening. I don't actually remember how were we like second on or something? I can't remember.
You were first on. And I got there nice and early with my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and we enjoyed all four sets, and it was a great night out. But how many gigs have you actually played? Because you've probably played a lot more gigs than I've probably watched.
I have no idea. Don't forget there's a massive gap in the middle. I mean, there was like, you know, 93 or 94 we stopped.
I'm asking the question though, because you were gigging all the time at that point, because you did quite a lot of gigs with the Sense Listings, didn't you?
Well, the first couple of years it was non-stop. Yeah, I don't know. We probably did, I don't know, 300 gigs in the first two years, and then it calmed down a lot. But I don't know. I'm going to say 507.
That's pretty good that you counted them all up for us. Yeah, it's good. Well, I remember that was the first time I went to see a band who were younger than me. So I always remember that night as a bit of a, oh dear, I'm getting old. That was back in 1991. Okay, now I'm going to be honest. I don't really know what's happening with the band, because I know that you've had a real lease of life since you started releasing albums again in 2010. You played a session for Phoenix FM, which was fantastic, and a few gigs at that time. But you did announce at the end of last year that your Guildford gig was going to be your last UK gig, I think you said. So to quote a famous song, is this is how it ends?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we've been practicing today, and yesterday we practiced for the first time in months, and it just feels really great to do it. It's just a really nice thing to do. I think even if we didn't release anything, we'd probably still do it. So whether we do gigs or, I don't know, gigs in the UK are just really difficult. No one's interested, you know, it's very difficult. It's if Japan comes up, we go to Japan.
You did play some gigs in Japan about 4 years ago, didn't you? You did half a dozen gigs there.
We did two week-long tours in Japan in 2010 and 2013, and they're brilliant, and people are really excited to see us, which is lovely. But here it's not the same, so I don't know.
Do you think you should just do the odd one gig a year or something, just very sporadic?
I think that's probably what will happen.
I think going forwards, it feels like that is more of a reality. What we're doing, really, whenever someone comes along and asks us to do something fantastic and exciting and something that's going to get us off our bums and do something, then yeah, we'll do it, rather than just trying to organize those usual London gigs, which you just do as a band who are normally based in London, and you're another band in London, then you're playing to people who've been around for a different time of the musical scene than you necessarily have been. And you're another band.
Don't forget, we are literally no one knows who we are. You know, even people who were into music in 1992 aren't necessarily aware of us, let alone people who are into music in 2017. So We're it's an uphill struggle.
Ah, you're being modest now. You know, you did have a, you know, you had a good following, and there's still people who, you know, buy your stuff and enjoy your stuff. I think it's just getting the message out, really, isn't it?
It's really touching. I mean, people, that the last gig we played in Guildford.
Yeah.
I mean, people
travelled a long way.
Really travelled from quite far away to come to watch that, you know, which is really touching.
I feel really bad about that now, because it wasn't the last one. I feel really ashamed. But what are you going to do if the census thing say, hey, we're playing a gig, do you want to play? You're not going to say no.
And I think I would have thought people who are at the last gig, they're not going to feel cheated that, you know, that you decided to do another gig. They're probably going to be quite pleased, aren't they? They wouldn't have watched you in the first place otherwise.
I'd hope so. But I don't think we're using it as a marketing ploy. This is our last gig, right? You better come.
Because we are masters of marketing, which is why we're so incredibly successful.
You wouldn't be the only band who've gone on a farewell tour about 10 or 12 times. I'm sure we can name a few that have done that. Yeah, they're still going.
I think we might use it as a policy, I think. I don't know, but, you know, it's... I think you're right, though. I think that the sporadic... occasional gig might be the way we're going to do it in the UK. I don't know. Deck is trying to motivate Deck, really, is the main thing. And I think he's interested in playing we might try and do some stuff in France. I don't know. Just get away from the normal playing in a pub in wherever in the UK. I don't know. But I mean, it's never going to be a big deal. So yeah, I think occasional gigs in the UK, maybe. I don't know. But
I think the bottom line is we still really enjoy playing. It's like Paul was saying, last couple of days rehearsing had been really, really good fun, and band sounded good. You know, it's really nice fun. It's good fun to hang out and just play the stuff. It's what we do with it. It's a different manner. I don't really know what to do.
Just on a social level, for me and Russ and Deck to get together, we would do that anyway. We'd go to the pub and because we're good friends. So whether or not we do gigs, I don't know. But just to see the guys, and it's great fun to sit in a rehearsal room, drink beer and make a big noise. It's great. It's great, good fun.
Paul, you've been busy recently because you're drumming with another band now. Is that right?
That's just me mucking around. That's me. That's just some songs that weren't really Midway songs, and I just
tell us a little bit about that. Yeah.
Oh, my oldest son plays the drums, and so at home I've got the drums set up in a garage with mics on them. So anytime I want to, I can record the drums. And so I just had these songs, and I thought, well, why don't I play the drums on them? My drumming is not that great. So I just thought, well, I'll just do it for myself, really. And then I just thought, well, I've done it. I might as well just put it on the internet and see what happens. It's nothing. It's just a laugh.
And what happened? Did people like it? People download it? Did someone play it on their radio show?
A few people downloaded it. As always with our stuff, we do it and then nothing happens because we don't really push it that hard and there's no one behind us to push it. So we just sort of plonk it on the internet and see what happens. It's very, very amateur. But
it's fun.
It's fun. It's music. I like writing music and recording music, and I will keep doing that, I guess, because it's the only thing I like doing. So one way or another, I'll probably keep doing that. But I understand that it's not going anywhere, really.
Well, as long as you enjoy it, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess where are you at the moment? You're in the middle of a rehearsal, is that right? Or have you finished?
No, we've finished.
You're ready to go. There's no more rehearsals. It's like doing an exam tomorrow. It's like, well, if you don't know the songs now, you never will know them. That kind of thing.
We
kind of know them a little bit. Yeah.
It's probably not the best analogy, but yeah, I know.
Rehearsals went really well. For me and Russ, it's okay. You know, we don't have to put that much effort in. We're only playing the guitar and the bass and singing a bit. Deck has a physical thing to do. You know, he has to play the drums quite hectically.
He's going to get himself up to peak fitness then.
Exactly. And so last time he played the drums was the Guildford gig.
Yeah.
And so you've got to get him somewhat into shape, even if it is only a 40-minute thing. He's not a young man. He's got to get up to speed.
It's a match fitness thing with Deck, you know. He does have a very erratic, crazy style of drumming, and he's incredible at it. But it's a case of how do you keep that going for 45 minutes without having 10-minute breaks between songs, really. But he did so well. He's drumming amazingly well, really, really well.
It sounded very good. I have to say, the whole band sounds great. It's amazing, actually, that you can just sort of start doing it again after 6 months and it sounds like you did it last week. It's brilliant.
We found a new rehearsal room in New Cross as well, which is a really good sign, which we haven't used before, so that puts a little bit of wind in the sails too.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing the results of all this when you play with the Senseless Things at the Adelphian Hall. I don't think many of our listeners are going to be making it down there, but I'll certainly be there. So Paul Russell, thanks very much for chatting today, and we'll be eagerly awaiting the new developments about the band as well. So thanks very much.
Nice one, Paul. Thanks. Cheers, Paul. Thanks.